Well, in studio, as Diffna was saying, we have a man of renown, Clive O'Regan, paramedic, ambulance service shift manager, and former graduate of Ollie's College of Knowledge some years back.
Which obviously supersedes all of his previous qualifications.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but obviously it does stand the test of time. Clive, good morning to you, and thank you so much for coming in. Great to see you.
Morning, Ollie. Morning, Diffna.
Morning, Clive.
And all listeners.
Clive, tomorrow is a very big day. You're always busy. I was asking you there, are you busy? I'm sure the mind is always on the go because you are, of course, a paramedic here in Waterford. It's never an easy job. It's never a quiet job. But tomorrow particularly is a busy day because it is the Leaving Cert Results Day.
Yeah, it is indeed, yeah. And look, we'll see what it brings. We're probably talking to, the Leaving Cert's coming out tomorrow. The Leaving Cert students are probably all in bed today at this time when we're going to have this little chat. But look, yeah, it's a big day for all those students across the country who are going to get the results. Whatever's in the envelope is what's in it, I suppose. No change in that. From our point of view with the ambulance service, it's about, a bit of mindfulness for people and how they celebrate and, that whole mental health issue of who gets better than what they wanted and, and I got better than you and all that. So, we'll have our resources available and ready to go if the need arises.
I think there's two ways of looking at it. So you're absolutely right. It's a toxic situation, I think, that you're comparing yourself to someone else and maybe no matter how much young people prepare themselves for it, that toxicity is very, very, very powerful. When you see somebody else opening up their envelope or logging in, what did you get? What did you get? And there is that sense of, I'm not good enough because I didn't reach expectations on what I had set out for myself. And even though you and I know that these thoughts are no help at that moment in time, people will still have them. So there is the sense of the need to protect your positive mental health. But on the other side, it is a renowned celebration, I suppose. You're celebrating what it has been a very, very significant chapter in your life. And young people tend to go out and about to vocalise those celebrations, which can often necessitate the need for yourselves on such a night.
Yeah, I suppose that's very true. And look, the results are out early in the morning. I think over the last couple of years, maybe they've got a bit more sensible. We must be conscious, I suppose, that a lot of Leaving Cert students are not over 18, so they shouldn't be drinking or taking drugs. Mind you, nobody should be taking drugs. We might mention that in a minute. The danger is there that peer pressure, drinking. I think the last big celebration we had around here ended up with chaos down in the sand dunes in Tremor a couple of years ago that did have a number of ambulance service resources at it. I suppose we do have to be mindful of the young people and the fact that they may want to celebrate. And as I said, look, the ambulance service will be there. We see them at the latter end of it, I suppose, when it's too late. We have found in recent years is that you have a good few within groups. There's always a well-behaved person or a good Samaritan within the group who kind of hasn't been drinking, doesn't drink, and that they're the one that's kind of minding the rest of the group, so that if somebody is kind of after taking too much drink, that they have the sense to either contact their parents, the ambulance service or the guards to seek assistance, which is what happened last year in the out in the sand dunes. A lot of the public houses won't allow the students in to celebrate because I think they're conscious again of the age, and that probably pushes them out into partying in houses or the streets and parks of the city and county.
And do you think as parents, is there any sense, Clive, and I ask this as a parent myself, projecting this question into the future, is there any sense in telling your child, don't go out? Or is it a case that you arm them with the information and say, look, if you're going out, surround yourself with sensible people, remember your limits, remember who you are, remember that the ambulance service are there and that there's calls they really need to attend and that this shouldn't be one of them?
Yeah, certainly alcohol abuse among the younger people is certainly one of the calls the ambulance service should not be attending. However, we are there if needs be. Yeah, parents can give all that information. And look, there's lots of information available on social media and online with the HSE about alcohol awareness and the HSE's new drugs.ie that they're putting a lot of effort into promoting. Obviously, drugs are illegal, but there's a huge amount of information on that now about drug use. And the safe use of drugs, which of course there is no safe use of drugs, but they have a lot of information on that. Yourselves in the media, promoting the, as you said, be safe, be mindful of what you do and surround yourself. Parents can only do so much once the child goes outside the door. We don't know really what they're going to do. Is peer pressure going to force them to try a drink of some sort, alcohol or whatever, and if they do, so be mindful. if they run into any problems, either contact their parent or another adult that they feel safe with, and if needs be, 999-112 for the ambulance service. And we will respond and we will come and help.
You're not being a party pooper by any stretch of the imagination, far from it, but you're just asking people to be sensible.
Yeah, look, that's all we can do. And as I said, like, a lot of Leaving Cert students are not over the age of 18, so shouldn't be drinking. And I think, look, it's a new venture, it's a new start in the world, isn't it? For people, wherever they're going to go, whatever that envelope reveals in terms of their college or our work plans for the future. And all we can ask is that they do that, you know. And as well, then the HSE, along with the ambulance service, there's a huge amount of information out there for people who are concerned about their mental health, if it doesn't, you know, go to plan for them with what they get tomorrow.
And not to ask you questions that are too specific, Clive, but you say that it's quietened down over the last few years in terms of call-outs, and presumably that is largely to do with parties that are taking place or choices that young people are making. But we have to assume that there will be a certain amount of young people tomorrow who won't be happy with the results that they see. There's an element of uncertainty. It's very, very difficult to protect your mental health when you're young, you're still developing, and you're dealing with that chronic level of disappointment in that moment.
Yeah, in terms of the first point, I suppose, what we have noticed is maybe organised parties in the house of one of those students, and, you know, so you have parents overseeing them, the party and what's going on at it. In terms of the mental health, absolutely. And look, there's so much there on social media online about the bad things, and, you know, you didn't do well enough and all that. But 100% for people to just be mindful tomorrow that, you know, and everybody keeps repeating the same thing, what's in the envelope doesn't, you know, outline your future. There's loads of people out there successful who did very poor in their Leaving Cert who are now doing, you know, fantastic across the world. People who didn't manage to pass their Leaving Cert who are doing loads of things. So and now there's so many different opportunities in how they could, you know, they can get in. Like for the ambulance service, for example, you know, one of the requirements is a Leaving Cert science subject. But if that doesn't work out for somebody, there's other opportunities. They can, you know, go and do an emergency medical technician course afterwards, or they could go and do healthcare, the level 5 course, and that opens up the avenues to get into, we'll say, for the likes of the ambulance service, if you didn't get your science subject in your leaving tomorrow.
And that's something that I think we were actually going to touch upon tomorrow in tomorrow's show, is that for most of us, our careers now are absolutely not what we started out doing. So before we leave you go and run for the hills, Clive, was being a paramedic always what you had in mind for yourself, or is this something that became almost unexpected?
I'm going to say yes, but you know that's not true. No, it's not. I considered nursing in my earlier career, and also I had been a bit of involvement in musical theatre with the infamous Wayne Brown. So sound, lighting, that kind of background stuff is what I would have looked at back when I was doing my Leaving Cert. Our career guidance teacher at the time was very fond of everyone wanting to be an accountant, which I don't think ever worked out for too many of us. But that's where they push you. Now there's so many opportunities for people. So, no, I didn't start off. I am still with the Order of Malta, nearly 40 years doing it voluntary, and that's probably what led me into doing what I'm doing now.
Great.
Well,
stuff.
And we're very, very glad that you made that choice. Clive O'Regan from the National Ambulance Service, you've been a wealth of information this morning. For anyone who may want to listen back to this conversation, only caught the tail end of it, I'll podcast it back on WLRFM.com and you can listen to it in full.
Clive, a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Clive.